This is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Today's episode 3, Redefining Success.
Yeah, so how do you define success? If we're going to redefine it, maybe first we should define it or talk about how most people do define it.
So I would say most people define success with financial goals.
I would say a lot of people probably do it. And that if we were to take a random survey and said, how do you define success? My guess would be also, and we could actually do this, we could create a random poll and say, how do you define success? But as I've been saying to our kiddos a lot lately, health is the greatest wealth. So if we are redefining success, we're talking about reevaluating what we prioritize, what we make to be important. And we all know that what we prioritize is what we work towards. And so if you have not consciously decided what you make success mean, and if you've just simply taken what society has handed to you as far as a belief what success looks like, then you probably are due for a redefinition session.
But wouldn't you say most people would pick financial status?
Yeah, I think that's the general go-to of what success.
What's the other typical, would you say?
You know, I don't know. But for me, it's always been more about this this holistic viewpoint, knowing that if you don't have your physical health, then you've got nothing. If you don't have your mental health, you don't have anything, regardless of what your title is, your status, your bank account. Like the idea that if we don't take care of ourselves first and prioritize our health and well-being, then all the other factors for success are irrelevant.
But before we started, we were kind of riffing a little bit on what we might talk about. And I think I said, you know, out of college, I had financial goals. I said I wanted to make X number of dollars annually a year. I wanted to have a certain title. I mean, that was like what I think I felt society said we had to have coming out. And then once I hit those, I just kind of felt empty. Like I just felt like they weren't as important as I thought they were.
Well, and my theory on that is simply those weren't really your goals for becoming and evolving and being. They were just egoic goals or societal goals that you felt like you should create or achieve. And I did have some kind of vision for creating a business and what type of success that business would be. But for me, knowing that I wanted a family and I wanted it to look a certain way, for me, that's kind of been a big part of success that I've defined it as, is this thriving, creative, kind family unit. Like that is so important to me that I could create that. And so, and this may just be somewhat a difference between a male and female, but I don't really buy into that. I think some of it is just what we focus on and what we put importance on. So because in that, the whole premise behind me wanting the family was always side by side with to grow a business and a family at the same time. And one never felt like more success than the other. It was the balance of the two, the ability to use my creativity and to be of service in the world. Like that was how I defined success. And so,
but Han, to go back, if we can, to the ego part, you said it's an egoic goal. Mm-hmm. So when I hear that, I think that means, when I hear ego, I think I'm doing this so people will think this about me. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, what it looks like to the outer world. Uh-huh. The ego is mostly concerned about the external appearance of things and not the internal satisfaction, which kind of leads pretty well to when we were riffing before, what you said that true success really is. So why don't you share with the lovely people at home what you think?
Well, what I was saying was that I think I wanted those goals because I wanted to feel a certain way. I thought that when I had the certain income, when I had the title, when I had whatever.
The respect of others.
The respect. Yeah, I would demand respect. No, I thought I would feel better. I thought I would feel accomplished. I thought I would feel accepted.
This is the mindset. If you do this, then you'll feel this.
Which as a programmer, if then else, is like fits perfectly in. Right. So I met condition one, I'm going to get result one.
But it doesn't work that way.
Well, I got the result I was looking for, but I didn't get the feeling I was looking for.
Which you said, yeah. The feeling was what you were looking for. So did you get what you were looking for or not?
Okay. Yeah. There's a fair.
Yeah. So yeah. This is the amazing breakthrough moment of success is we all want to create some version of success, but why? How do we think we will feel if we get to that accomplishment? If I can create a $1 million business, if I can have a family with 3 kids and 2 dogs and the perfect house, then I'll feel what?
I think that's the point that you're trying to hit is that make your list, make the things that you want to do, but what you really need to look at is how do you want to feel?
Because, and how do you think you'll feel because you achieve those goals?
And that's what your goal should be, is I want to feel like X, not I want to do this so I can feel.
So should we just feel really good and then just kick up our feet and not go after those goals?
I think no. You need action as well. But I think defining how you want to feel first helps you. The next step helps you find the next step. It helps you know what the action should be to feel like X.
Mm-hmm. And I have a theory that those items that we want to check off of our goal list, our to-do list, our to-create list, it's really not about creating those things. It's about who we become on the journey of creating those things. The person that we have to become to evolve to in order to create that result, that is what the magic is all about. It's about becoming that person who can do that. And as we do that, we evolve and we grow and we become. And of course, we do get to experience the result, but really it's all about, you know, the journey rather than just the destination.
Yeah, I always hated that saying, it's about the journey, not the destination.
But it's true.
I know it's true. And as time goes on, I think I realize that is true. Mm-hmm. But
just like us doing this podcast, I know there will be a day we look back and like, oh my gosh, those are the good old days.
Yeah.
And yet what's crazy is how stressful it is to try to plan and execute items for this lifted business, because we have our family and you currently have your full-time job, mm-hmm. and you know, there's the 2 dogs and the house and the kids and everything that, you know, comes with that life. And then trying to fit in tasks. Okay, we need to work on these Facebook ads, or we need to work on recording a podcast, or we need to go through this sales sequence, any of these business tasks that an online business entails. And it's so difficult to find a window of time that's uninterrupted that we can, you know, get through it. Like literally this is the hard times. And yet we know for sure that we're going to look back and be like, can you believe that? That was so awesome. That was so fun. That's just the wild thing about it. And so if there's a way, this isn't about just our journey, but with you and your journey, if there's a way to stop right now and look and see that these are the good days, the good old current days, because this is the moment we're in right now. This is the moment you can create something in. So if you can somehow pause time or pierce time and see that now is pretty magical, and you can feel the way that you want to feel from creating that goal, then you can experience your own version of success right now. And I think by allowing yourself to say, okay, I am successful on some level. I said I wanted a business and I have one. I said I want a family and I have one. Maybe it's not operating entirely like I had envisioned, but can I see how I've already done a big part of this? Can I see how I'm doing a great job? Can I give myself some credit for the success I've created thus far? Because I know for sure that that helps me create and bring in more success.
Yeah, I like to kind of go with that, what you appreciate appreciates.
Mm-hmm.
I like that saying. I think that's true. I think like what you were saying, people don't, or a lot of times I don't realize how much I have accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like when you're caught up in your everyday and your past and what you think you need to do in the future and you're not in your now, you don't realize how much you've actually done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally just go back in your day or even your week and you've accomplished a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
People are very, very hard on themselves.
You know, that reminds me of, for the longest time, I always told you, give yourself some grace. And you're like, I don't even know what that means. The longest time. And just recently I saw on a social media post somewhere, someone said, give yourself some grace, or in not so woo-woo terms, cut yourself some slack. Yeah. And I was like, I never knew how to like put it into words because I was always like, give yourself some grace, give yourself some grace. Telling that to our kids, like whenever one of them whacks the other one, like, hey, give them a little grace. They're tired. So what we're saying is cut yourself some slack because we are our own worst critic. And when it comes to defining success or redefining your success, giving yourself some grace to see how far you've come and to appreciate what you've created, it really does create space for more of what you want. And that to me is what it's all about. I follow this gal on Instagram called The Relentless Creative. And her tagline is, you can create space for anything you value, but you have to know what you value. Mm. And I actually, that's a mantra I say in my head all the time. I can create space for anything I value. And I just love that idea of space around something that's important to me. So when it comes to defining your success, create space around what's important to you. Is it your health? Is it your creativity? Is it your side project? Is it fast cars? Is it drawing, skateboarding? It doesn't matter, but create space around what you value so that you can move towards that version of success.
And it's all about moving, right? And picking your direction. So I think that, at least for me, I think it's always, it feels like a hard thing to answer because you think you're defining success for your life. Your complete life. And that's not true. You're defining what success is right now. Mm-hmm. And that might change. That might change tomorrow. That might change 10 years from now. And you can change it anytime you want. You know, it's not set in stone that you're doing this and this is how you define success.
Right. I think that's really important. You can change it, but also you need clarity on it. Today, right here, right now, what is my version of success? What does it look like to be successful today?
Right. But 10 years from now, you may, or you, when you achieve that, what you set, then you need to set something higher and something new.
Right. Yeah. So regardless of whether you're going to change your mind, it's so much more about clarity in this moment. And I think that this is an important topic because we are bombarded with information and entertainment. And basically what I'm talking about is social media, the scrolling fever that we all have, that, you know, there's constant stimulus. And so it can be very easy to be distracted from what you value and what you create space around. And as I read my old journals, I've been an avid journaler for a long time. I just read some of these journals knowing that there was not a phone right beside me. There were no distractions. Like I might've had a cell phone in my purse, but it was not a smartphone. It was something I just used to make a phone call. And it was not the same distractive device that we now have. And so cut yourself some slack, give yourself some grace about your current habits around your cell phone usage, but do start to create space around what do I value and what does success look like to me? So looping way back around to this idea that it's a financial number, we call bull hog, because you'll maybe reach that number or maybe you won't, but what you're really chasing is the feeling. So what did you think back when you said, okay, I'm going to make X amount of dollars and have this title and be this head of the department? Like, what did you think how did you think you would feel when you created that? What was your underlying feeling you were chasing?
Well, I think I would have felt accomplished. I think people would have been proud of me. I think I would have earned.
You would be worthy.
Be worthy. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Right. And so isn't that fascinating? Like that accomplishment and that self-worth that we all are just freaking hustling so hard, nose to the grindstone. We're not looking up, you know, we're not looking around. We're not enjoying being. We're so hyper-focused on becoming, but not because the goal will help so many people or will really help us, but it's because the lies we've told ourselves and believed about what it would mean. And so the challenge, I think, for each of you today, ourselves included, is to try to identify, why did I want to achieve that goal so bad? Why did I want to create that version of success? What did I think it would bring and how would it make me feel? Is it accomplished, respected, worthy? And then understand that all of those emotions can be yours right now. You don't have to have anybody else grant you that. You can truly gift yourself that right now. And from that place, you can create so much more success, whatever that means to you.
Yeah. And, you know, the worthy thing, I know that was one of my reasons. And I think everyone's worthy. I don't think anyone's not worthy.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Like, you're born that way.
Yeah, everyone's worthy. I don't think there's a person that's not.
There's this really cool exercise that I've used in my talks before, and maybe in one of our workshops, or I can't recall exactly. But basically, it was an exercise where you were to identify the one parent that you always had to work a little harder for their love. This isn't anything against that parent. It's just pick one, your mom or your dad. Who was the one that you had to really work hard? You had to really get the A's to prove it. You had to really, look what I did, you know, show it off. There's always one parent that's a little harder. And basically, what were the words that you wanted to hear from them? What were the golden words that you just would have given anything to hear? Is it, I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job. I see you. I love you. You are enough. Any of those phrases. And basically, gift yourself that now. Without them, you really don't need them. And allow yourself, use that as a mantra. I am enough. I am proud of me. And basically, the more you can step into that and heal some of those old wounds, the more you can move forward to create your own version of success. I would say this is a pretty soft and woo episode on creating success. This isn't like, follow this 7-step plan and you will be successful.
Yeah, but I believe that if you go after your feeling, you'll get the other success. It comes along. It's just, unfortunately, our society or whatever you want to call it, we have it backwards. We think you have to do the first part to get the other part, and it's actually not true. It's actually the other way. Mm-hmm. Kind of feeds into law of attraction if you buy into that. But
how does it?
I don't know if I'm capable of.
Well, like what you talk about and put out is what you get back and you get more of. And so if you allow yourself to feel appreciated and respected and worthy now, then you're only going to magnify that and mirror that. People are going to see, wow, she really respects herself. Wow, she doesn't let people walk all over her. Wow, she really stands up for what she believes in.
Then you attract people that feel that same way.
Well, yeah, you set the precedent, right? You teach people how to treat you. And I think so often the pain we carry that we say others inflict upon us is always just our own wounds.
It's always self-inflicted, yeah.
Yeah, it's our own wounds and it's our own beliefs. And so much of this does tie into success. How can you create personal success on any level, whether it's a 6-pack or, you know, a lifted bum or lifted bum? That was strange.
What the hell?
You know, like people do like squats and lunges because their butt gets saggy.
Gotcha.
But this is the Lifted Life podcast. That was a
new product we're selling.
Yeah. The lifted bum on Amazon today. No, but anyways, whatever you decide you want to create. And I'm not saying, you know, an eight minute mile, 6 figures in your business every month, a pay raise at your job, any of these external things, that's amazing. Set the goal, write it down. Most people don't set a goal, and even less people, even fewer people write it down. And so I am like all about those goals because who we evolve to and who we become on the way. But I think the real work is in that emotional IQ, the emotional intelligence involved to elevate yourself to this place of, yes, I can create this because I'm already worthy. And because I respect myself, I will follow through with these things I say I'm going to do. You see how all those things that you want to feel, if you feel them now, you can create so much more and serve so much at a higher capacity.
And there's some value to the write it down. I personally do not like writing. I despise writing. And I would refuse to do a journal because I don't like writing. And then I think there's one point where I just said, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. No one's going to read it. I can burn the journal if I want. And there is some value to writing it down, even though I know that I may never share it. Just the physical act of writing it, I think it.
Totally agree. I'm a big fan of it.
I know you are.
Big, big fan. So, all right. Any other thoughts that you have on defining success, redefining success, takeaways?
Did we define success?
It's not our job to define success. Yeah. Each individual listener, as you fold the laundry or run at the gym or walk through your neighborhood or drive to work, my challenge to you is to say, whatever definition of success, it's probably somewhat been handed to me from my parents, from society, on some level, unless I've intentionally previously said, I'm going to create my version of success. It's probably just some secondhand trash. So my challenge to listeners would be to redefine success, to really get clear on what success looks like to me and take a holistic viewpoint. What does my health look like? What are my relationships like? And when you set that intention, for instance, within our marriage, I've had this goal. It's not even something I talk about a lot to my husband. That would be you. But I just want a smoking hot marriage. It's a goal. It's an intention. Like, I feel like a lot of people fizzle out and the big D heads down the road because I'm talking about divorce.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's hard being married. And so that's a belief, but there's also another belief I could have. I love my smoking hot marriage. And so anyway, I've had that intention about our relationship and it has served me well. And same within, my relationship with my kids. I'm a creative and fun mom. Like, that's just something that a creative, fun, loving, I think was actually what I wrote down as my main target. And so each of these areas, I have a clear intention that I'm focused on and that I'm aspiring towards. And that so that is how I create my own success, by having an intentional direction that I want to be heading.
I think the only thing I would add would be, if I were to hear this topic explained this way probably 6 months ago, I would have turned the podcast off and probably deleted it. And if someone feels that way, I fully respect where they're coming from, but I think it would be good for them if they could just give it a thought. Like, you don't have to actually do it, but think about it. Think this way. Think, what if we do have it backwards? What if it really is not that way? And just give it a shot.
I love that. That's good. It's so hard for me to put myself into those shoes, yeah, because I was basically born the optimist. and I know that you're like a transformed skeptic, if you will. So I think that's great advice. So anyway, the main takeaway is to not just have secondhand garbage as your belief system regarding success, to redefine it in a way that matters to you, and to also identify the feeling that you want to create now so that you can create more of the actionable, service-oriented, creative expression type of success. That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week.